Tonight's presentation of the WNLW Sports Network is being brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb. DS Services of Cass City for all of your agricultural needs. The Huron Daily Tribune, home of the Prep Zone. Rainey's Hunting Center, 269 Guns. More Motor Sales of Caro and more Shoreline of Seapoint. Here on Auto Parts, McVeigh Insurance Agency of Maddox. Bayport State Bank, Ubley Motor Service, Countryside Sales and Service, and Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure? Internet services are provided by Anger Valley Services on the blazing speed of their TrueNet 4G wireless network. Go to AngerValleyServices.com for broadband internet that you can count on. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Any reproduction without the express written consent of the WNLW Sports Network is strictly prohibited. Across the entire conference and even the state of Michigan, there are certainly no shortages of heated rivalries. But for whatever reason, there's just something unique and a level above the rest with the one we get to witness tonight. As fellow broadcaster John Mooney coined it, it's the backyard brawl. Whether you grew up in it, went to school in Harbor Beach or Ubley, or simply just live east of M53 now, chances are that you have a connection to this game. That applies even to your broadcast team tonight. My name is Clark Ramsey, your host here for the WNLW Sports Network for 9 years. To the right of me is perhaps the most intertwined individual on both sides of enemy lines, Mr. Dave Hanson.
Yeah, you could say that. I got a lot of coals in the fire, but always look forward to this game no matter what. And whether Ubley wins or Harbor Beach wins, doesn't matter. As long as we see anything close to like that playoff game last year, I will be happy, just per usual.
Tonight marks the halfway point of the regular season, and what better way to celebrate than one of the most intense rivalries in the entire area, Ubley and Harbor Beach. At the program, at the foundation of this matchup is the fact that there are so many similarities between the two programs. Both are disciplined, both play with intensity, both are offensively and defensively lethal, and both have something that just cannot be taught. They personally know what it takes for a deep playoff run.
If there's anything you're missing out of that, they're both very well coached.
Well, yes.
And I think we say they're well coached, but I mean it. You look at some of the other teams in the conference, and they just don't have that same level of discipline, coaching, training, workout schedule in the offseason. These two coaches are elite in this area, and we're going to see the best they have to offer tonight.
Aside from the best of the talent on the field tonight, we have some of the best talent in the broadcast booth around Dave and myself. Now into his seventh season with the WLW Sports Network is our Director of Sports Information, Doug Cole. Each week, Doug travels from Livonia, Michigan for us and handles both the offensive and defensive stats simultaneously. Doug, if my math and records are correct, this is your ninth backyard brawl in 7 years.
That is correct, but however, I did miss last year's. I think I had something going
on. Oh, that's right. You're right.
Yep,
wedding, I think.
It was probably a wedding, but that was the windy game, right?
Yes, it was.
Back in Harbor Beach. So, yep, I did miss that one, but I think I made the rest.
Let's get to what we really want to know. How was your ride up? Where did you make any stops?
My ride up was nice. Going up M19 the whole way. Nice drive, and I stopped at the Ubley Pub for dinner.
And what'd you have?
Oh, I went back to the original. I had the hamburger with the bacon and french fries on the side.
And does it get the Doug Cole seal of approval?
For sure.
All right. Well, that's yet another successful segment of Dining with Doug as Doug travels the countryside to make it to our games from Livonia. He finds the local hotspots and gives it the old Doug Cole seal of approval or denial. But through 7 years, it has not had a single denial, so Dining with Doug will continue.
You would have to really screw that up. Doug is probably one of the nicest guys I know, so you would have to really mess that up for him to bury you on air.
One of these days, Doug's just going to come in just livid.
I hope so, but that scares me. It might be his last year. By his choice.
He's going to go Gordon Ramsay on all of us here.
0 out of 5 stars one time, maybe. One star.
No stars. Yeah. Also.
As long as he doesn't go Antonio Brown on us, we'll be fine.
All right. Also with us would be our director of games. Okay. This is going off the rails real fast here. Also with us would be our director of game data analytics, Rochelle Thompson. Professionally trained in accounting, Rochelle handles and computes a running game log with downtime, yard line, result, and tackle, while compiling our first, third, and fourth down conversions, as well as time of possession. It's good to have her back with us tonight.
Absolutely, and tonight is a crucial game. We'll need all that information, and as we said last week, it's that perfect temperature. It's not too hot, not too cold, so we got her to come out tonight, and we're happy she's here.
Our typical spotter, Dan Banky, is away for this week for his yearly long-distance spotter training in northern Michigan, as it's a yearly certification process. So stepping in would be perhaps the next best thing, Dwight Gasho.
Oh, I'm always happy to have Dwight here. Not only does he do a great job, but he keeps us entertained as well, which you can't put a price on that.
The race for the Greater Thumb East is decided tonight, more than likely Harbor Beach and Ubley. Keep it locked on the WLW Sports Network, being powered by Anger Valley Services.
Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Cass City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? Three mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
Why are people just like you going out of their way to come to Moore Shoreline in Sebling to buy their new vehicle? Because Moore Shoreline in Sebling goes out of their way to serve you. It's that simple.
I am Brendan Wickert, and I'm from Sebling. I've been in the car business here at Moore Shoreline since 2013. I started out washing cars, and I have been up front now for going on 4 years. The thing I like most about working at Moore Shoreline is the people that you meet each and every day and the people that you work with. Meeting different people, getting to know their needs and wants, and getting them in a vehicle that fits all their needs and wants. Another thing I handle here at Moore Shoreline, I get involved in every bit and piece of the business. I've helped out in service, I've helped out in finance. From my day-to-day, I am in sales, but I also do take care of our website. If you are ever in the market for a newer used vehicle, come see me, Brendan Wickert, at Moore Shoreline in Sebring, and I will get you in the car of your dreams. You always get more at Moore Shoreline.
I'm Denny King, the King of Cars from Decker, Michigan. For the last 24 years, I've been excited to put people into new vehicles, used vehicles, and make their purchases as easy as possible. I'm a certified new and used car salesperson, plus I'm the internet sales manager here at Moore Motors. I really enjoy putting people into the vehicle that they want or figuring out what vehicle they want with them and getting them the best deal possible and making them smile. The thing I like about working here at Moore Motors is we are transparent for as far as pricing goes, and there's no games and gimmicks. We're not trying to bring people in with a $99 lease that you've got to jump through hoops to qualify for. The most satisfaction I get is when a customer tells me that this was the easiest car purchase that they've ever had. Our whole job is to make you completely satisfied, so you'll tell everybody to come on in to Moore Motors and deal with Denny King or deal with one of the other sales staff. So if you're looking for a new Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram, come see me, Denny the King of Cars, at Moore Motor Sales in Carroll, or visit us on the web at themooreautogroup.com. You really do get more here at Moore Motors in Carroll.
Get into the hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, Ten Point, and Raven, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and 5x5 or 5x6, starting at $499. Over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle and 450 Bushmaster and 350 Legend. Over 170 variations of the 450, including the Ruger AR-450 and exclusive Model 77 Hawkeye 450 in 20-inch or 24-inch barrels. Get a Ruger Go Wild 22-inch Camouflage 450 Bushmaster with muzzle brake, only $499.95. Mark your calendar for the Randy's Hunting Center Open House, Saturday, October 5th. Factory representatives will be on hand from Ruger and Leopold.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS.
Listen to the WLW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Tune to Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device, or listen live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, Rochelle Thompson, and Dwight Gasha with your call tonight from Ubley, Michigan. It's the Backyard Brawl, the 68th edition in 2019 now. And it's now our segment we like to call the Media Roundtable on the WLW Sports Network, where we gather up as many football aficionados as possible and pit them against each other for bragging rights. And we just got our yearly supply of rope. This is perfect. All right, join me from the Huron County Feud, the sports editor, Paul P. Adams, our in-game analyst for WLW Sports, Dave Hansen, from the Santa Clara County News via text message, Mr. In-Depth himself, Mike Gallagher, and our director of sports information at the WLW Sports Network, Doug Cole. through the end of the season. We will keep score of our game's predictions, and when that time comes, we will deem a media roundtable winner. Through 4 weeks of the regular season, everyone